This is Twit.
96%, according to Flurry, 96% of iOS 14.5 users have opted out of app tracking. It's exactly as Facebook feared. You all don't want to be tracked.
Yep. That's probably double what most people expected, however.
It's a lot. I mean, it just shows, given the choice, when you get a new app on there, as you probably know, if you have 14.5, it says, would you like to allow App X to track your activity across other companies' apps and websites? And then there can be another screen at that point that the company could put up saying, hey, here's why you want to allow tracking.
Oh, they should have put, we know who you're messaging. Yes. Yeah. And then we just blackmail us all into doing it.
Yeah. Clearly people see that and just go, no, please ask the app not to track.
Yeah. That's the difference between a system level alert with a language that has been standardized by Apple and simply having a requirement, hey, you have to put up something that asks for permission for this. When it's a standardized thing with no written by people who have no dog in this hunt, say, hey, we just want to let you know that this is a feature that lets you turn on or off tracking. Here is one sentence in which that was provided by the developer to give their side of the story. That's when people say, you know what, I'm not fooled by other descriptions. This one says, you know what, I'm going to take the time to click on the deny button. I don't care if there are features that I'm going to miss out on. My fear was that this would be just another one of those things that you see, but then you just blow right past because it's you want to see pictures of your cousin's new cat, and this is stopping you from seeing pictures of your cousin's new cat.
It's you would think that people would just go, okay, but it's not an okay or cancel. It's ask right. app not to track or allow, and I think that might have something to do with it.
Apple, writing it out.
You know, here's the example Apple gives. Allow Palabout to track your activity across other companies' apps and websites, and then Palabout provides the much smaller print, your data will be used to deliver personalized ads to you, which is the excuse.
Some people complained about this and said that they should be able to tailor it specifically to their use case. But to me, that's like a red flag. It's like if a contact app said, we're going to help you find your friends, that's not informing you of the potential that they're also sucking all your contacts to the cloud, which a lot of them have done. So I always think you've got to tell people the full the full scope of what that entitlement and permission allows so they can make an informed decision. You can't just tell them like the best case scenario if nobody ever abuses the full scope of that privilege.
I'm going to be, this is probably not a popular opinion here, but I'm going to say it anyway. Of course, when you put it that way, allow PayPal to track your activity across other companies' apps and websites, people would say, yeah, I don't want that. But isn't it a little slanted? I guess there's really no, you can't, there's no justification. Yeah. I just feel like maybe if people had more information about it, they would not necessarily be clicking 96% of the time to disallow it.
Or the offer was better. Like if they offered you $5 for every website you went to, then
But I mean, I don't know if people are full, if that's informed consent, I guess is what I'm saying. Is it?
It's hard to be completely informed. For instance, Google, in a lot of its privacy disclosures that they have to make, what they choose to provide is kind of scary because for now they are they're playing it safe with Apple by saying, well, by virtue of the Google Photos does not necessarily take all of this data and does anything with it, but you have to be logged into your Google account to use Google Photos, and by virtue of that being logged into your Google account means that this sort of stuff can be disclosed. So there's going to be some more granularity, maybe, that once the developers figure out, here's what Apple is going to punish, here's what Apple is not going to punish. I would love it if the system became detailed enough that users would feel comfortable simply saying, well, no, of course I don't want to be tracked. This is not a follow me around and give me directions app, so I don't want to be tracked. But every time that the app can't do something because of how that's been set, it can say, again, some sort of a standardized alert saying, this app was not able to pull up the coupons that you saved at this vendor because it was unable to maintain your identity in this store. If you don't want that, here's how to fix that, or here's how to go back on that.
Well, or what if, you know, I mean, in some cases, it's, look, we're a free service, And the tracking we use is so advertisers will buy ads to support this service. If we don't do this, we won't survive. Might be a
well, they've done that. Instagram did that to me. I went to Instagram and it said like you have to allow this for Instagram to stay free. But I would have done
is that inaccurate? Do you think for Instagram to say that is that hyperbole or is that fair?
Well, no. I think smarter would have been for them to stop tracking momentarily and serve you the absolute worst, most like remnant ads possible. The ones that you get that you know that you've exhausted the supply on any web page, like the ones that look like pimples and like all the worst ads. And then turn the tracking on so you get the pop-up and say, look, Apple's forcing us to give you like the lowest common denominator ads. If you'd like much better ads, just hit this button. We'll give you the best ads.
I don't know if that's actually, though, the consequence. I think I have been told by people that advertisers just won't buy ads on that platform if they don't have information about who those ads are hitting.
They still have it. It's just the conjoining of that information with the specificity of the web. Like Facebook still has near perfect knowledge of everybody using their system. They were doing things like buying the credit cards and making side deals on their websites to get specific knowledge for those domains. But Google's still smiling because they don't need this stuff.
That's the other side of it is that maybe Apple's giving you false hope. That if you block it, you think, oh, good, I'm not tracked anymore. And absolutely, you're tracked. You're right. You make an excellent point.
Yeah, they own the biggest properties on the web. Like they're tracking us through YouTube and Gmail and Google search and through Instagram and Messenger and Facebook.
So this might not be so different.
They have near perfect knowledge of us.
This might not be so different than the cookie announcement you see on every website you visit now. It might be a feel-good button.
Yeah, well, the huge difference Google has is they own Chrome, and they can do whatever they want in Chrome, and nobody can stop
them. Well, Google has a lot of first-party information, because if you use Google to search, they know every search you made, and it doesn't.
Well, and if you use Google's browser, they know everything you do in that browser, regardless.
And same with Facebook. You're giving Facebook. Yeah. It's funny, because a lot of the people who are saying don't allow are probably giving Facebook every bit of information that Facebook ever wanted.
One gap in people's privacy information is knowing that, I don't even have a Facebook account. So I'm safe. But you're visiting lots and lots of sites that have Facebook trackers on them. So you're all, even if so, you're vulnerable to their ad network in other ways. One of the most famous things that people I'm learning not to scare people when I talk to them about this, but people say, "Oh, well, the microphone on my mic, the Facebook or this ad network must be listening in through my microphone because I had a private conversation with a friend of mine yesterday about this thing, and I got an ad for it the next day, and they don't realize that." Probably because either A, like maybe you Googled for that afterwards, or even just the fact that it knew that you were in the room with somebody who's a kombucha tea fanatic, and that they probably, being a kombucha tea fanatic, probably talked to you your ear off about it for 25 minutes, and that maybe now you're interested in more ads about kombucha tea. So it's you're right in that you can desensitize people to thinking, oh, all I have to do is flip the switch, or all I have to do is install this ad blocker, and I'm safe from tracking. However, it's a simple thing. This is going to be the thing where we take small steps to get to the destination. And if there's something that a manufacturer like Apple can do to increase the security and increase the privacy on their device, why not do it? It's not complicated. Why not just do it?
Well, I can give you a couple of reasons. One, because it doesn't do anything. And two, because it actually might do something. Some people may lose the ability to monetize. I mean, I'm constantly told, we aren't going to buy ads unless we can track. I mean, I hear that. Right. And the more advertisers get that information, the more they're going to demand that information, I'm afraid. So it might simultaneously be the worst of both worlds, that you think you're stopping Facebook and Google from tracking you, and you're not. And you're demonetizing maybe Reddit or a site that you like that can't advertise without that information.
But that request is also a bit ridiculous because they don't need to track. And I know the kind of sponsors you're talking about, and they don't need to track. What they need to do is share conversion data with us.
I understand that.
They can see how effective.
I understand that, Renee, but go ahead. Try talking to those advertisers and agencies and say, hey, you don't need to do this. And they say, well, we do, and we're going to. Yeah. And if you don't do it, we're not going to buy ads. And that's that. The conversation's over. You can't persuade them.
Well, if they want the value,
that's a very valuable
of what they
perspective.
Need. Like, yeah.
Well, I'm just telling
and
you.
All I'm saying is that we're now in a situation where these ad networks are completely unregulated, almost completely unrestricted, and that's not working out well for consumers. So it's appropriate at this time for there to be some sort of a pushback so that the ad industry can either A, determine that, hey, actually, you know what, we can work within this framework. They wouldn't be, they've never been encouraged to work within this sort of privacy framework because they never had to. Step one after this is not the collapse of Reddit, the collapse of sponsored content. It really is, let's see how this industry can react to no longer having that kind of unrestricted access. And then if there are problems that are unsolved, then we can go and address them. But like I said, there have been so few advocates right now for user privacy that
it's quite
we
the opposite.
Really definitely need to take
quite the opposite. It's swung completely the other way, Andy. And this 96% proves it, that everybody says, I don't want tracking without thinking about what the consequences will be. And by the way, Facebook, Google, and Renee, YouTube, they're all first person ads.
Yeah, that's what
they're
I was
all
gonna
getting
say.
All
it's
the information they want.
Right?
Those big platforms are going to survive. It doesn't matter what Apple does. It's the little guys, it's the blogs, it's iMore, it's people like that. They're going to struggle. And podcasts.
Well, that's why they're platforming. It's why like Apple wants you in the Apple Podcast app.
Exactly.
It's why it's so stupefying to me.
It puts me as an independent podcaster on the outs because I have to join with Spotify, iHeart, or Apple, or screw me, I'm not going to get the ad buys.
But if you look at the moves in technology, like Google, very quickly, they made their own browser, they made their own podcaster, they're making all of the infrastructure so that they have total control over it.
Yeah, so it's all first-person ads. Yeah.
Facebook isn't. It's so interesting to me that Facebook isn't. Like, they failed three times at making a phone. Now, like, Amazon made the Silk browser. Facebook, none of their browser projects were ever released. Their Maps project was never released. They basically eschewed first-party ownership.
Don't kid yourself, Renee. Facebook gets all the information they want. Advertisers are very happy advertising on Facebook. It's very efficient. This will not hurt them.
But they don't have the platform control unless you're on one of their web properties. Like, they still have to deal with Apple. They still have to deal with Google. They still have to deal with
mobile,
the other companies when they could have owned the whole thing.
We were worried that Facebook would not survive mobile. Remember, they had no mobile strategy at all. And I guess we were wrong because Facebook has survived mobile.
But they don't have the power Google has. Like, they could have very easily, like, I think if Mark Zuckerberg had more of a sense of commitment, he could have very easily had the same infrastructure that Google enjoys at this point.
If you were conspiracy minded, I think one possible, I'm not sure this is what's happening, one possible is that really this is the big tech companies, and I'm going to include Apple in this, saying, pulling up the ladder after them. You know, Apple just hired a major Facebook advertising exec.
Yeah.
For its ads platform. What ads platform, you might ask?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I don't think Apple should be in the ad business, like, at all. Like, I think it's bad.
Yeah, but they are.
It's not money I think Apple should want. But their ad product, it's ads inside the App Store and ads inside News Plus.
And other native
and
iOS
sure they
and Mac OS
it.
Apps, it yeah. says here. So.
Yeah, it's not a good product, and I don't think it's a business they should be in because it hurts their credibility on every other issue.
Yeah, I mean, Apple doesn't break out how much it makes from advertising and its services revenue, so we don't know.
Steve was fine with iAds, so I don't buy the argument that this is like a new Apple thing. It's just I think it's always been a dumb strategic move for them.
Yeah,
I say being CEO of an equally large company.
if I were conspiracy minded, I would just say, hey, and I mean, I think that's what Google has done with Flock and killing third party cookies. They're just pulling the ladder up behind them, saying we got all the information we need. The heck with the rest of you.
They have perfect knowledge.
Yeah. So they don't care. I don't know. Maybe I'm silly to worry. I see the impact it has on our business very directly. And one of the reasons we started Club Twit is because I don't think advertising is going to work in independent podcasts for more than the next couple of years. After that, it's all going to Spotify, Apple, Facebook, all the companies that know, that have perfect knowledge, in your words, Renee.
Which is what Spotify is doing. They're building out their platform with all the acquisitions they've been making as well.
Right. So an independent podcast will be much like an independent blog these days, which is a hobby. And, you know, or if, you know, if this kind of...
or if you get banned on all the social networks.
Yeah, or if this kind of... you know, sovereign writer notion takes hold in, and that's why we're doing the Club Twit. Hopefully, people will support the shows that they like, and you can exist as an entity without advertising. I don't think we could exist at the level we exist right now that way, but who knows? We'll see. depends how many people join Club Twit. Hint, hint.
wait for Leo's newsletter.
Yeah, I mean, if I start a Substack, you know. it's all over, man.
Twitstack. No, it's your own platform. You got to own it. It's got to be Twitstack.
Well, we do have a newsletter. I understand people don't want to be tracked. Believe me, I use Firefox with Facebook, sandboxes, Facebook like buttons and stuff, so that the Facebook doesn't get any information. I don't have a Facebook account, so there's no, it would have to be a shadow dossier, but I don't want to add to their shadow dossier of me. When I can, I use a VPN when I do Google searches, things like that. But it's hard to protect yourself, your privacy, especially from first parties. And that's the real issue, I think, here, is that first parties are going to get all the information they want. As long as you own the platform.
Yeah, absolutely.
YouTube is never going to have to worry about tracking.
Yeah.
It's so funny because there are people, I hear from people who were mad that we had to put some trackers in our redirects. And they said, I'm just going to watch it on YouTube. And it was like, okay.
Oh, wow.